so dumb right now. Standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please, just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show, really had me going. But now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show. Very entertaining.
Welcome, welcome back to Vibrate Higher, beautiful souls listening here with us tonight. I'm Queen Rich, joined here by my co-host Lisa Renee. I'm sorry.
All right, and hey all you beautiful souls and high vibers. First, I want to apologize about that. The intro music was playing, but it was not coming out, so I don't know what that was about, so I do apologize about that. And I hope everyone is in the best of spirits and vibrations, but if not, as always, come catch a vibe. Now, before I let Queen Rich continue, I just got a message for our listeners for future, you know, references. Now, as you all may know, we love when you do comment, listen, or call in. And I feel like we give everyone a respectable time to say what they need to say. And, you know, by all means, please say what you would like. However, if you feel the need to be nice, nasty, raise your hand repeatedly, causing the show to glitch, and or if you feel like you're going to call in and run the fucking show, I wanted to come on here and really put it up a motherfucker's ass, but I'm going to ask nicely, please have respect for my co-host and I. A lot of you don't know me personally, but I was hood before I was spiritual, and don't let that go over y'all head. Now that that's out the way, Queen Rich, you may continue.
Thank you. Thank you. And I agree. please check your energy before you do call in. Comment, have your own opinion about whatever. You know, that's what we do want, but be respectful of the time because we are on the time limit, baby. And this is our show, like she said. But anyway, today's show and the rest of Sunday's shows now named Frequency Sundays, okay? This is where we're going to tune in to different genres of music, you know, rap, R&B, whatever. Anything that might put you in a certain mood for something, cleaning up, shit, music that make you want to shake your ass, music that make you want to stomp your feet, I don't know, quit, whatever, I don't give a damn, shit, that type of music. Them are frequencies going through your body. You hear me? Going through your body. You know what I'm saying? Sending signals, you know, to stay in your mind, body, soul. If it make you want to think about some shit, you know what I'm saying? If it just make you really reach down and feel something deep down in you, just speak to you, that's your soul. You know what I mean? But that type of music, okay? So go on and roll up and pour your wine, pour whatever, shit. I ain't going to say smoke whatever. We just smoke weed over here, baby. But, hey,
facts.
Get your feet up and vibe with it.
And we're going to jump into our first song, kicking it off with Django Jane. And this is by Janelle Monae. And after this, Queen Rich, I most definitely want to get your, you know, your thoughts.
Okay.
Let's get started.
Yeah, this is my palace. Champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band. Wonderland, so my alias is Alice. And we gon' start a motherfucking pussy riot. Or we gon' have to put them on a pussy diet. Look at that, I guarantee I got them quiet. Look at that, I guarantee they all inspired. A-Town made it out there. Straight out Kansas City, yeah, we made it out there. Celebrated, graduated, made it past fail. Sassy, classy, Kool-Aid with the kale. Mama was a G, she was cleaning hotels. Papa was a driver, I was working retail. Kept us in the back of the store, we ain't hitting no more. Moonlit, nigga, lit, nigga. Already got the Oscar for the Costa. Running down Grammys with the family. Probably give a Tony to the homie. Probably get an Emmy dedicated to the highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, we highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, Geminati still jamming. Box office numbers and they doing outstanding. Running out of space in my damn bandwagon. Remember when they used to say I look too mannish? Black girl magic, y'all can't stand it. Y'all can't ban it, made out like a bandit. They've been trying hard just to make us all vanish. I suggest they put a flag on a whole nother planet. Jane Bond, never Jane Doe. And I Django, never Sambo. Black and white, yeah, that's always been my camo. It's looking like y'all gon' need some more ammo. I cut them off, I cut them off, I cut them off like Van Gogh. Now, damn right for the angle. I got away with murder, no scandal. Cue the violins and violas. We gave you life, we gave you birth. We gave you God, we gave you earth. We film the future, don't make it worse. You want the world, well what's it worth? Emoticons, Decepticons, and Autobots. Who twist the plot, who shot the sheriff, then fled to Paris. In the darkest hour, spoke truth to power. Made a bandroid out of your girlfriend. Let's get caught downtown in the whirlwind. And paint the city pink, paint the city pink. And tuck the pearls in, just in case the world is. And nigga down dog, nigga move back, take a seat, you are not involved. And hit the mute button, let the vagina have a monologue. Mansplaining, I fold them like origami. What's the way, baby, this a tsunami. For the culture, I kamikaze. I put my life on a lifeline. If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? Do anybody got it? Do anybody got it? I say anybody got it.
Now, when hearing that song, it only makes me think that, you know, she's talking to people of color, for one. She's talking to women, and women, you know, letting them know that they are powerful, and that she's speaking to the men, letting them know that they are not in charge because, you know, James Brown came out with that, right. It's a man's world. And before then, it was seen as a man's world, but when you really think about it, a woman is the creator of all, so you have to take your hats off to women. And I know, you know, most people be like, well, women, they're not equally, you know, yoked, whatever you want to call it. Not saying that we have to be equal because I feel like we are a step above, but that's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
So, all of that. Feminist to the end, baby, especially of black women. We are the most tore down, you know, been the most, the targeted, you know what I'm saying? That song to me was demanding her respect, our respect, you know. It gets no better than that. I like that song. I really do.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, we're going to keep it rolling, and we're going to get into this next song. Well, this next song.
Yeah.
I'm from the west. Hey, look, my papa told me, y'all had told me to defeat the demon. The Holy Ghost made sure these hoes ain't get none of my semen. I used to coast while I was broke till she gave me a reason to put my foot up on they throat and leave them barely breathing. Oh, they get asthmatic as I spaz rapping. Whether you a crash dummy or just tweaking, you're still a crash addict. Pragmatic, dealings with opposition help me detach habits. Glad rapid, then put them in the furnace to avoid callous sentiment. Benjamins ain't the only thing in my satchel. My life is so intricate, I ain't intended to be so much travel. I strive to be intimate when the attendance is so many folk gathered. But quick to lend penmanship if it benefits a few part-time rappers. Yeah. But my, how the times change. Fabrication, pin it deep inside these folk mind frames. When you don't got drip inside, you just ride waves. Hope to change your mindset. Cause you need more hats when you ride. Cause I smell the cat. Some of y'all be tripping with no mask. up all the cash. Please miss my poem with that dad. I smell the cash. Some of y'all need a sombrero tag. Big, 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 big cash.
They look hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, oh, 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 oh. Say it with me. Hello, oh, face, life, pop, tick, selling, no, should be smiling. Say your top, it's the greatest time of rapping to Pinocchio. That has the many people with the okie-do. Now when you can, I can hear the 5950 at home. Please take all the ones out your money from. Should have had biggest gaps heading on your tone. Cause you need more hats when you wear. Cause I smell the cat. Some of y'all be tripping with no hats. I'm for the cat. Please miss my palm with a dab. I smell the cat. Some of y'all need a somewhere we'll have. Big, 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 big cat. Big, big, big.
You about
big, 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 big cat.
Go out here chasing wolves.
Big, 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 big cat.
When the words come out your mouth,
I smell the cat.
Okay, okay, so that I chose that song, you know, specifically for the lyrics, because people really do be capping and really do need big sombrero motherfucking hats. Because stop it. Stop the fucking cap. For real. But so there's a lot of controversy with this couple right here. See, I was all pro them, pro that, you know, because a lot of his music that I was hearing portrayed him to be, you know, this family man or whatnot, but I did see some controversy. And I was going to ask you, Lissa, what's going on? Like, what did he do to make all these people, women, everybody, you know, be jumping on him like that?
Yeah, well, him, you know, big fan of his music. He's very creative, not discrediting him at all. And it, you know, I used to listen to him when he first came out, but I had to back up off of him after just, and that's why I feel like we as people, we don't need to get in married people business. But once you put that out
right
there, we do tend to look at it. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
and I could be wrong, but what I was reading, and, you know, just in a nutshell, it basically, she chased him, you know, for more than a year, trying to pursue him, trying to get him to be her man. He rejected her. He was telling her things like it was things that she needed to change about herself. And so mm-hmm. when she was in an interview, you know, and do not quote me because I'm not speaking on what she said directly, but in the words of she changed everything about herself to be with this man. And now, you know, mm-hmm. she's just so in love with this man. And then, you know, like I said, I had a change of heart on this situation because, again, we don't need to be in married people business. But at the same time, I feel like when you're with someone, I feel like that is the goal to change. But you're supposed to change together.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to change everything about me to satisfy you.
Right, right.
We should be able to come together and change together. So it kind of put me in a spot, like, not that a woman can't pursue a man. Don't get me wrong. You want to shoot your shot? Go ahead. But chasing you?
Yeah.
Not that a man should chase a woman either. I feel like you should be with who wants to be with you. All that chasing shit is over.
Right.
Like, it was never in my book.
Right.
Like, I don't know how that works. But I don't feel like neither person should be chasing. Either I want to talk to you or I don't, or either we're going to talk to get to know each other and then we're going to make something, or we're not. But we're not chasing each other. This is not no Pepe Le Pew ass shit. This is not cartoons.
Yeah, if we're going to do
so
it.
So that was just my take on it.
Okay. I just wanted your opinion. I didn't know nothing. I was just, you know, asking. But, yeah, we can keep it rolling with the next song.
All right. And again, nothing against Toby and Fat. Beautiful couple. Love my people. Just don't need to be chasing nobody. You should never have to change who you are to get someone that you want. But as you stated, we're going to keep this shit rolling.
That's right.
I chose this song. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe, you know, maybe she really felt that she she was that fucked up. Maybe, yeah, what if that was the case? That's not the case, because don't ever think
but you
so fucked up, okay? Stop it.
But at the same time, sometimes people do need change, and sometimes when we're looking at ourselves in the mirror or however we're looking at it, we don't ever see it. So another person do have to step outside and be like, hey, you need to do this, this, and this, because some people don't get it. So, I mean, you could take it more than one way. The man took it as her shooting her shot, getting the man that she wanted, like a man would do a woman. And women saw it as her chasing a man. You know what I'm saying? So it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But, again, at the end of the day, beautiful couple, love them both.
Right.
But I want to get into this next song. And I chose this because you chose the opening song, and I don't really listen to Rihanna, but I like this mix with Rihanna and SZA, and it's called Give Me a Try. And I know in the song he might sound like he's screaming, but he's saying, give me a try because I know that I will be great. And then he's telling her, true love never dies, it only creates. And it just,
okay.
I don't know. Like, it took me a long time just to understand what those words meant.
Right.
So that would be the reason of me choosing this song.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? Don't you need my love, baby? Why can't you come on and let us play? When are you going to come my way? What sort of things they've been telling you? I got to stop them from compelling you, girl. They just won't stop me from getting you. Give me a try, cause I know that it will be great. Be your mind, don't deny to love them or die. I'm gonna take you right there, love for a lifetime. I'm gonna make your life so clear, girl, gonna make you mine. I'm gonna take you right there, love for a lifetime. I'm gonna make your life so clear, gonna make you mine.
Why do you call when I'm not feeling you, baby? Why can't you sleep or just walk away? When are you going? Telling you, I got to stop them from compelling you, boy. They better stop, then I'm helping you. Don't even try, cause I know that you're not the one. Don't waste your time, that's why. Don't you care, the game is done. I'm gonna tell you right here, that this be the
even too sure I understood the whole. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it. It's gonna take me a couple of times to listen.
That's why I was trying to kind of explain a little bit before it played, because I know it's a little different, but I was just like, when I first heard, and it's old, like, more than 10 years old.
For sure.
Yeah, I like the island vibes.
Yes, yes, make you want to whine. You hear me?
Most definitely.
Okay, so we're going to keep it rolling to the next one. And this one I chose, and it's got kind of, you know, that same kind of feel, but, you know, a little faster than what I listen to, you know, to kind of lift me up, get up out the bed. You know, sometimes I have days that I don't want to get up out the bed. I don't want to cook. I don't want to do shit. But we got to. You know what I'm saying? We have to. I turn this on and dance.
I know. I'm about to get into this song. I'm ready to get over here and get my shoulders to moving while I put myself on mute.
Okay. Bring us back in.
All you do is lie, lie, lie. All you do is drive, drive, drive. You don't even know the kind of things. But you try to tell me all these things. Give me some time, I need peace. I'ma need space some days. And I'm just trying to do my thing. And I'm just trying to get my goal. Somebody's crazy. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's grace, you switch up somebody's grace. Try, try, try. I try, try. I just want to turn my back tonight, tonight. So I make it seem, make it seem. I just want to turn my back tonight. Somebody's crazy. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody crazy, you switch up somebody's crazy.
So I wanted to ask you, are you a fan of Tim's?
Most definitely. Like, she, not only is she a beautiful being, but she, her aura is everything, you know, the vibe that she gives off. And I love the way that she carries herself, and her voice is amazing. Like, amazing.
I love her. I do. And I know that song is kind of...
I think I got a little crush on her.
Who?
I say me.
Who, me?
I think I got a little crush on
her. Oh, you?
No,
I was going to say...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. She is very beautiful, and I love the way she carries herself, too, because I've seen her doing an interview, and just her speaking, it was just so pleasant to listen to. And she talked about the trials and tribulations it was going through with writing. Just she wrote a lot. I didn't even know she wrote a lot of songs. I can't name them, but in the interview, it was just, you know, she's so humble. I like her.
Most definitely a songwriter before, you know, she got her chance to really shine. And I'm glad that she's able to come out and show us not only is she a songwriter, but she's able to, you know, put her own music out. And it's, you know, it's these hits that are standalone. She don't fully need an album. You know what I'm saying? I like her EP. Mm-hmm. I like how she's moving about it. But this next song I wanted to get into, it was a song, I don't know if maybe I was having a dark day, but it just kind of let me know that even though that I was thinking a little off that day, it was just reassurance, you know, because I know we all have those days. And so when I listened to this, it just put me in another realm. And I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but this next song is Katana, Intrusive Thoughts.
Okay. So that song right there, I feel like that was a song that, you know, you have sometimes, I ain't even going to say a day. You have days where, you know, you're going through so much that you just don't want to worry about nothing. You don't want to do shit. And you do go on a binge drinking because life can hit you so hard, and it's okay. It is literally okay to have those days. That's something that I got from that song. I like it.
I couldn't agree more. You know, just let you know, hey, you know, we are spiritual beings, but you are here with this human experience, so you're going to feel, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I
you
like
gotta
to
go through it sometimes.
All right, and we're going to get into this next song, and I love this song, and I'm glad you chose this song.
Yes, Can I by Alina Baraz. Girl, I'm sorry. This one is Bag Lady by Erykah Badu. I chose this one because sometimes you have to let go of everything that you can, that what they call mental health issues, anxiety, depression, whatever. Sometimes you gotta let that go, simply because it's holding you down. You have to find a way to release. You got too many bags, baby. You gotta let it go.
Let it go.
So what do you think? What do you think about that song?
I love Erykah Badu. Like, I just a big fan. Don't idolize anyone, but she is a beautiful being. I mean, a lot of people call her a witch, but when I listen to her music, it's just you feel that passion and you can relate right. to so much. And growing up, I didn't like her. Like, I could not stand her. That Tyrone shit got on my nerves. Just yeah. everything that on and on. It took me
yeah.
till maybe I was 21 and I started really listening to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I started,
yep.
I was sitting alone listening to her and it opened me up to something different. And I've been a fan ever since. And
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but like you said, yeah, let that shit go. I'm like you said, niggas take off
money.
Don't nobody want no bag.
Less baggage.
Like seriously, you gotta let
right.
that shit go. Don't nobody want no bag man either. You gotta let him go too.
You hear me?
But on this next song, I don't know if you heard it or not, but a lot of people been doing like a TikTok clip to it. It's only about 10 days, 11 days old, but not a fan of this person. You might not never hear me play anything else of hers. Cause I think she's a devil, and I don't care if the beehive comes from me. But I want to play this song by Beyonce, and it's Cuff It, but it's slowed down. And I just want to see what your thoughts on this one.
I feel like falling in love. I'm in the mood to fuck something up.
Better fucking something.
I need a drink in my cup. Hey, I'm in the mood to fuck something up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you?
like I said, not a huge fan, but I wanted to hear your thoughts of that.
That is so funny because, you know, the original version is like a whole party song. Yeah, we going now. We finna, but slow down into that beat. Oh, they switched it up on it and turned it into a whole fuck me song. Like, it was like, what? The words didn't even mean the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Slow down, you know? But, you know, what's
really
so funny, you said, when you said you feel like see the devil and you don't care if the beehive come for us. Listen, hey, don't come attacking this motherfucking podcast, beehive, okay, because we can have our own opinion. Now, I did research, like, in 2011, everything, you know, about the industry and she and her in her music and everything else like that, girl. And I did not even, do you remember in high school the talent shows, right? We did a dance to All the Single Ladies, girl, and I thought I was Beyonce up there. I tell you that I did that whole Single Ladies motherfucking routine, like I was her in motherfucking the flesh. Cause I mean I fuck with Beyonce, but you know, that industry is what it is. You can't change it. You can't change it because of who it is. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or the fuck not. Them people is wicked. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, I don't like the fact y'all had my nigga Pimp C killed behind that sex tape he made with Beyonce, but I'm going to let that slide for the last time. So, you know, like you say, the industry is the industry. We don't fully know because we ain't there, but shit, we hear about it. But I wanted to jump into this next song because I never heard it until, you know, we played it. We played it before, but that was the first time I heard it, and it's a beautiful song. Like, I love it. It's just peaceful.
Yes.
You know, it brings you those peaceful vibes.
Yes, this is called Can I Buy a Red.
I could give you life. Would you leave the boundaries of your mind? I bet you never even knew that there's a universe inside of you. Can I take you back?
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Can I by Alina Baraz. And Baby put me on that song, and it's a lovely song. Even if it wasn't, if you don't think so, it is, because Baby put me onto it. So, but I really just picture us, like, you ever trip?
Like fucking fail?
No. No, like fucking psychedelics.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So that song right there, that is like, that's like put me in the mind. I really want to trip with Baby. I ain't never did it. I want to do it so bad. That's just, that song right there, I'll be thinking about like us tripping and really just vibing. You know what I mean?
That most definitely is a good song to vibe out with. And I know you said that y'all haven't tried it, but you most definitely need to. It's a great experience. And I feel like, I mean, I know a lot of people, they're doing it now, but I was doing it before the shit was cool, and it's really like a peace of mind. And
right.
I don't know, it, you don't necessarily just trip out unless you want to. I mean, you should start off in smaller doses, you know, until you're comfortable with tripping, you know. But as long as, you know, it's going to be just you and Baby, no stress, it's going
right.
to be good. Like, y'all split an eighth and have y'all a good time. And I like that song, too. And shout out to her. I don't know what she know about music like this. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
it's
Baby,
more of
hey.
That grown folks vibe, you know?
Yeah,
make you
Baby,
feel grown.
She got some music. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, she most definitely going to have to, you know, send some music in for next Sunday. I want to hear what she got, because I like that. Again, I never heard it until we played it, and that was months ago, five months ago. So
right.
I appreciate you both for putting me on to that. And I wanted to get into this next song. I don't know if you're a fan of Sebastian McKell, but I like this song. And it has an original version, but I want to play the remix featuring Kirby, and it's called Time. And it's just funny because, you know, you feel like, and not just into this song, but just with time, you know, just speaking of time, you feel like sometimes you do have time to do this or that, or, oh, because for me, I feel like, you know, I'm not in a rush to find love or be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I have time, you know? And so when I was meeting someone and I was rushing, and so I ended up showering at his house, and while I was in the shower, he played this song, and I just could never, like, really pinpoint why he played it, but it was, he introduced me to this, and it was just a song that has always stuck with me. But again, I'm going to get into it, and then I want to hear, you know, your thoughts, obviously.
Okay.
Ain't she something? Sundress on with her hair in a braid. Something special. Our connection's more physical. Level one, spiritual. And that's just how my heart is won. Just let my love fall, and love will fall on you. I feel like I got one that I can show mama. She can count on that 12-inch rule. And we still be entered deep. But I don't know wrong for baby, just spread and receive my love.
I can spend a bit out if you want. I can take a place you wanna come. Baby, you gotta pay for it. I know you gotta taste for it.
Okay, my thoughts on that. Baby say she sit here right here talking about I done heard it before and she played it for me. She might have played it one time and maybe a few times, but that song right there, it puts me in a space of comfort. That's just what I feel with her. Like, you get comfortable, you know what I'm saying, thinking that you do have time and stuff like that, which we all know, or we both know, time is an illusion. But still, it's like when you say you want to be with somebody forever, that means forever, like trials, tribulations, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is, like time, you know what I mean? We got all this time together. Let's grow together. Let's love together. Let's everything together with all this time we got. Me and you.
Couldn't agree more. And this next song, want to get into this one. It's a deep song, and I don't know if you wanted to touch on it now or after. But I felt like it's a very powerful message in this next song that we're fixing to play.
Yeah, this song right here is called The Healer by Erykah Badu. I don't care what y'all say. Call her a witch, call her whatever. I don't care. I fuck with her music. She be talking that shit. You got to learn to decipher. You got to understand. If you can't communicate it, I mean, I don't know. If you can't talk to me, I don't know, period. But she has always dug deep. And when I was little, I loved her. I let on and on and on and on, even though I did not know, just like you said, until I become of age, you know, what she was saying there or what she meant, or even, hell, even putting the shit together to figure out what the hell it means to me. But this is one of those, The Healer.
Yeah. scratch is making you itch.
So what do you think about that one?
You know, it's been a long time since I heard that song. It's been so long that I had forgotten that. And once I started listening to that song just now, just listening to the words when she's breaking it down, I don't have the time to decipher through what she was saying, but if
yeah.
you read through the Black Law Dictionary, you would be able to, you know, find out what she's really saying, because even though she's stating what she's saying, there's another message in what she's already said, and that shit hit deeper than I ever thought it would. Like, I didn't think I would
yeah.
jam to it as hard as I was just back here jamming, so
right.
I appreciate that, because I didn't know how I was going to feel with that, but it definitely, I liked
See,
the ending part, the frequency, it went over 1,000.
Right? Did it?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
okay,
that was
okay.
really good, and it, yeah, I appreciate that, so I thank you for that.
That's what's up, that's what's up. I wanted to say on that song, it was like, just listening to it, think about it now. What's going on now in the world today? It's bigger than religion. You hear me? It just resonated,
Back.
You know what I mean? Thinking about everything that's going on. These guys is stealing money from the banks. You know where that money at. In the Pentagon and all of that type of shit. All that. It's bigger than all of that. Don't worry about that shit. These niggas are, I mean, these guys are scrambling. Scrambling, trying to pick up, you know, because, you know, trying to get the hell out of here. They scared. They the scared ones. But anyways, yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, most definitely. And that was funny, which says kind of like how you have to catch yourself, because we really don't want to call you that, but damn it, when you act like they have no choice. But
right.
getting into this next song, it's an oldie. I don't know. My sister, she played it for me one day. I guess she just knew I needed to hear it. And it's Gopley, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, so I do apologize. Closer. But I love this song. It's refreshing. I feel like, you know, when you have that rebirth, at the ending of that rebirth, you just need something to look forward to. And so I feel like this is one of those songs.
OMG. So that song is so uplifting because, you know, and I don't care. I don't care what y'all say. I talk about my baby all the time. I don't care. I know that she speaks to me through music, okay? And that song just, it gives
me life. So when she mad, she plays Summer Walker?
You hear me? And why you know Summer Walker whole album? We played it. What you mean? Her, she, we. You hear me? I know every song. But like I said, that song, though, that one right there, it really makes me feel high. It just lifts me up just knowing that, like, she just plays it, and I just feel like, okay, this how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I don't know. But it is crazy that you played that song and me not knowing the song that you picked, you know what I mean? And she just sat up, cheese, and talking about, you know what I'm talking about, gasping and shit. Like, I said, baby, I did not know she picked this song at all. But, yeah, I know that song.
Well, I'm glad you were, you know, able to get a little bit of lifted, you know, lifting off of that. And, again, we're going to need her to bring some of that music in for next Sunday. Tell Baby Don't Forget. But I wanted to get into this next song. I know we're running out of time, but you know how we are. We're going to ride this shit out. We finish when we finish.
Mm-hmm.
And after we get into this song, most definitely just want to let you say whatever. For me, this is another song that I have not heard since it came out. And when it came out, I was probably forced to listen to it because it's not one that I just know word for word. But it's one of those deep songs, and I want to go ahead and get into it.
Okay. All right.
I get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Just thinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised. Can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, that's how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Oh, I want out of self-survivance. Knowing my condition, oh, is the reason I must change. See, what you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock. Repressing true expression. Cementing this repression. Promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out.
among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life to sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out of these traditions, are alive. Just get out. Superstition killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out. Let's get out. Let's get out. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ooh, y'all don't even know. That song right there, that song was my, that exactly what it say, my get out song. Get out from limitations, fear, tradition, the system. I was coming out of prison when I, the first time, back in 2014, I think. And this is me coming out gay, all of this, all of that. Fuck what you heard, all of that. Everybody know me. I'm going to keep it real. I got kids. I was once this, I'm now this, whatever the fuck. But that was a song that I was going through a huge awakening, getting out from relationships, getting out from, you know, all the shit that I felt was weighing me down, trying to fit into society, trying to live my life a certain way because I seen it going on around me. You know what I mean? Just doing dumb shit, just living misguided, not even having the straight and narrow path laid out for myself and my kids. That was a wake-up song. That was my wake-up song. Period. My spiritual order song, because that was when I actually let go of religion, period. Like, I literally stopped myself from saying Jesus. Just from that small shit like that, right there, changing my perspective on everything, because the system is a fucking joke. And it is made, it is put in play, it's for us to fail. Point blank, period. And that tactic is still in play today. So I really wanted to play that song for the listeners, if y'all out here, you know, and it have any, you know what I mean, thoughts on that song, views, you never heard it, you know what I'm saying, leave us a comment about it. I want to know what you think about it, like more on what you think about it now that you it's brought back to your memory.
For me, it's one of those things, just like you said, like you nailed it. It's one of those things that they're still using. And for me, I just want people to stay focused. They're going to do everything and anything to get you to break. That's in the plan. And I'm not going to be put in a box. I'm not going to let them put chains on me. I am free. You know what I'm saying? That is another form of slavery. And it's a lot of modern-day slaves roaming around here today, and I refuse to be one. And that goes into her downfall, I believe. You know what I'm saying? Just her being this big crackhead or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She was speaking truth in facts, and y'all destroyed this. Well, you tried to destroy this woman. Exactly.
Yeah.
But she still releases music. She's still going on tour. She's still showing people that she won't be defeated. And so at the end of the day, when you are trying to be, when they feel like they're trying to break you in a million and one pieces, just know that it's all a part of the games that they play to get you to break. Pay that shit no mind.
Yes.
All this shit they putting in your face, y'all debating about Britney and a goddamn, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't care. We got bigger things to worry about. Do you think I care about somebody being swapped out of prison? I'm not mad at neither person. I don't care.
Right.
They can both come home for all I care. Like, seriously. Because the government that's still roaming, him being on lockdown, I mean, we still facing what we were facing if they think we would be facing if he was out. So, again, just stay focused. And that also, I know you stated that that's your go-to song, but what are your go-to frequencies?
Okay, so my first one for sure is 852. Okay, 852. That's Spiritual Order, like I said. That song gave me chills. And I went through a spiritual warfare because, you know, it was such an eye-opener. And then I have, 432. Okay, that's The Sound of Nature. Sometimes, you know, when I'm at home and it's like before work and kids at school, baby at work, you know, whatever, I have a plant now that I'm growing, you know, and I'm so proud of it. Oh, my God, me and the kids, we all had our hands, got our hands in the dirt, we put the dirt in together, you know, planted a seed, and it does sprout, and I'm so excited. Okay, so that one, and then Change. This one is Change. This is 417. And then 741. What's yours? You said you like, yours is in the thousands. I ain't even reached that.
Well, not all of them. My go-to is really, you know, 528, Breaking It Down. Most people like to label it self-love, but it's really self-restoration. So that one, I like that one. I like 741 as well. And I know you touched on it, but a lot of people don't know, like, because I don't like to drink. And, you know, I told you I had a drink not too long ago, so I was trying to flush my body in many ways, and I feel like 741, that's the way to do it, because the hurts in it, you know, they cleanse infection, they dissolve toxins. It's an aura cleansing, and it's like it boosts your immune system. And so I like 999, and that's the golden frequency of abundance. And then I like 11,000. 11,000 is that spiritual hug that you need from whatever you call them, you know, your ancestors, your angels, and it's telling you make a wish. You know, people say when they see the triple digits, they tell you to make a wish, but that 11,000 hertz is really that spiritual need, especially like if you're starting your journey or if you just need guidance for the day, you feel disconnected and you're not grounded at the moment. For me, I do tarot a lot, so I need that spiritual guidance because this shit gets hectic, like it really does. So those are my favorite four. I mean, I have others, but those four are just the ones that I just listen to before I do cards or before I go to work, because sometimes working in, you know, even though I work from home, that call center setting, it's stressful. So it's a good cleanser. But I wanted to see, did you have any other, like, go-to songs? Because I know you stated that one, but I have, like, a few. Like, because when I started my spiritual journey, I had a lot of growing pains. What are your other ones?
Well, songs?
Yeah, song-wise.
Oh, well, you put me on the spot now. I mean, hey. I was only prepared for just one go-to today, but
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I don't know, girl. Girl, I don't know. I'm a singer, so a lot of songs it's the acoustics, it's the voice, it's the, you know, the harmony, yeah, the melody of the song. And I'm old school, and my other go-to, I'm telling you, I tear this song down, okay? This song is, I tear it down, and I just get the sweating on my nose. If anybody know me, they know me. But Luther Vandross, girl, why you do me like this?
Oof.
What's her name?
I love him.
Luther Vandross, If This World Was Mine, girl, oof.
Oh, you feeling like whatchamacallit, them off the wood.
Girl, be listen.
That is a
high notes and everything.
Nah, most definitely. I love him. He was an amazing singer, you know, of his time. And I have a few go-tos, yes, but I really want to speak on the history, you know, just hurts itself. But before we do,
please,
I want to get into this clip just to help people, you know, learn what a few frequencies are and how they can better assist them through a daily life.
440 hertz frequency of the music. Fuck you up inside if you don't tune it. I only fuck with so vigil frequencies. Healing my body through sound, they be healing me. 432 is the sound of nature. Listen to that, watch the hater stop hating. 369, get rid of the fear. God always with you, you shouldn't be scared. 417, it helps with change. Get out that bad situation, don't blame. For miracles, listen to 528. I heard that shit help repair DNA. 639 for relationship problems. Listen to that, wanna know how to solve them. 741 help you be a little more confident. Trust yourself, I promise no one is stopping you. 852 is for spiritual order. Center yourself and get off of that border. 963 is for oneness and unity. I am not choosing you, bitch, I am choosing me. We can't come together if you and my frequency. But if you're not bye-bye, you're not seeing me. You beat down bad on the low secretly. I want my peace, so I'm moving on peacefully.
Yeah, he broke it down.
Yeah, thank you for sending me that. He did, and it took me forever to freaking find that clip, but I was so glad I was able to find that, because I feel like we as people, we learn better when, you know, it's the music attached,
right,
to it. But with music, I feel like, well, we know music is one of the oldest things known to man, but when we talk music, I like to talk not so much always in the form of hurts, but hurts, that's what allows you to feel, and I'm going to tell you why, but I wanted to explain what it was for those that didn't know. And so hertz, it's defined as one cycle per second. And so as the SI unit, the hertz, it can be prefixed, and that's why I played some of the songs that I did, because it gives you multiple hertz in one. So you have the kHz, which is the kilohertz. You have the megahertz, the gigahertz, and the terahertz. And, again, the higher you go, you know, I feel like the higher you will be elevated. But I also did a little research, and it showed that an average human ear can detect sound waves between 20 and 20,000 hertz. Do you know the lowest frequency you're able to hear?
No.
Oh. Well, mine is a 3.
No,
I tested myself today just to see.
How the hell do you test yourself?
Well, I was just playing different frequencies, mm-hmm, just doing a test. You know, YouTube, you can do anything.
Oh, like,
and
okay.
Then,
let me do, okay.
Yeah, you should do that. And I didn't try 2 or 1. I just started with the 3 because they said average was 20. But again, I was able to hear the 3. But again, I like to think in the form of hertz, because a lot of people don't know that our bodies are, you know, caught up in those vibrations. And they state that the average body frequency, you know, it vibrates off the frequency of 62 to 68 hertz. But you got to think about it. Your brain, it's up to 20 plus hertz. You know, you got the alpha waves, the beta, the delta, the theta waves, and then your membrane, you know, through the Cl, the Na, and the K, you know, sodium and potassium, and, you know, the reactive non-metals, you know, and other metals, and then your heartbeat. So if your heart is beating at 120 beats per minute, it's almost at a frequency, well, at a hertz of 2. So I guess we did pass the test, because I do sometimes hear my heart beating. And then your skin, We couldn't get an exact number, but we did get a guesstimation of, you know, the skin. And it's a frequency of 1,000 hertz guesstimating. And then also, like your vision, once your brain is processing the visual images, it's around 60 hertz, you know. So I feel like everything we do is vibration. And you know, like Tulsa
yeah.
said, if you want to think, you know, if you want to know the secrets to the universe, think, you know, you got to think in the form of frequencies. I mean, he said more than that, but the frequencies is what matters tonight. And I know we kind of like ran over time, but I wanted to see, you know, did you have any questions, any comments, anything you wanted to add before we close out?
Well, just on that, the hurts in our bodies, that's where the chills I was talking about, right? That's where that comes in at. That's what you feel when, you know,
correct.
You hear somebody sing a cappella and they just killing it. You just
like Jennifer Hudson or Fantasia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hairs on the back of your neck stand up and shit. That's what that is. But, well, that's all I had to say on that.
Well, beautiful people, you know, we have ran over time, but we would never leave the show unfinished. But I just want to say, remember, no one expects you to vibrate high all the time. There will be some lows. There will be many lows. But vibrating higher than yesterday is today's goal. And, you know, we do appreciate you for tuning in to High Frequency Sundays. Don't forget to come back this Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be speaking on polygamy and polygamous relationships. Some people are for it. Some people are not. Most definitely, we want to hear your thoughts. So call in. And the guest call-in number is 563-999-3683. Or you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/vibratehigher. And that is it, beautiful people. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. And again, come back Tuesday.
About to go stupid again. She out the roof of the bed. I'm about to do it again. I'ma fuck two of her friends. Just made a flip out the rock. Fuck the frame Mueller. I tell about the jeweler again. I fuck my money up on the re-up, but I got it right back and I blew it again. Ayy.